Welcome to the Every Nation Taipei podcast. We're here to help you know God, discover your purpose, grow in your relationships, and make a difference in Taipei, Taiwan, and beyond. We hope this message encourages you today.
Let's pray together. Lord Jesus,
谢谢你,
thank you.
让我们一起在展翔大家庭里面,
for allowing us to be in this Every Nation family together.
耶稣,
Lord Jesus,
今天你要赐下你的话,
believe that today you're going to give us and reveal to us your word.
让我们能够得自由,
so that we can be free.
让我们更深地经历你,
so we can experience you even more deeply.
更深经历你的同在,
to experience your presence more deeply.
并且让我们成为主里面的一家人,
and for us to be united into one family in Christ.
在主里面彼此相爱,
and you, we can love one another.
彼此扶持,
to support one another.
这样祷告是奉靠主耶稣基督的名,
I pray all these things in Christ Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们今天来看一下今天的主题。
Okay, let's look at today's theme together.
我们来看一下下一张投影片。
Okay, next slide.
Get it?
So the theme today is God's word sets us free.
在准备这周主日讲道之前,
so before I started preparing for this week's sermon,
Pastor Bruce特别要提醒我,
Pastor Bruce wanted to remind me specifically, I want to talk about things that are related to the culture, the local culture.
所以呢,今天呢,
so today is going to be very challenging to the translator, Darren.
我们可以给Darren一个掌声吗?
Yes. Oh, thanks.
Okay, 我们下一张投影片。
Okay, next.
住在基督里,
okay, so abiding in Christ.
我们平常在生活当中我们比较不会常用abide这个字。
So in our life, we don't usually use abide, the word abide.
但是abide意味着什么呢?
But what does this word abide mean?
Abide意味着我们生活在其中。
So abide has this meaning of we're living in something.
所以我们都住在台湾现在对吗?
So we're all living in Taiwan right now, yeah?
我们来看一下下张图片。
Okay. Let's look at the picture.
我们来调查一下这上面五种食物你都吃过了，可不可以举手一下？
Okay, so you raise your hand if you tried all five foods on this picture.
Okay, 好，我们看我们当中很多人呢都有吃过这五种食物。
So I can see that a lot of you have tried all these five dishes.
如果说你还没有吃过这五种食物,
if you haven't tried them yet,
这代表你还没有完全住在台湾。
That means you're not truly living in Taiwan. Yet.
当我们住在台湾,
as we live here in Taiwan,
我们会吃到这些食物。
We get to try these dishes. So abide means we live here.
当我们住在这里,
when we live here,
我们真实接受到一些东西,
we will truly get to experience some
我们触碰得到,
things. We can touch things.
我们闻得到,
we can smell them.
我们吃得到,
and we can eat them.
它成为我们的生活经验之一,
it becomes part of our life experience here.
我们再来看下一张图片。
Okay, let's look at the next one.
你去过这五个地方了，可不可以举手一下?
Raise your hand if you've been to these five places.
Okay.
Trying to tell
you. 第一张,
okay, so the Taipei 101 on top left, of course.
右下角的是淡水,
okay, bottom left is 淡水.
右上角的是文山文创园区, okay. 华山文创园区.
Top right is the Huashan Cultural Park.
接下来的话,右边中间是阳明山.
Right side in the middle is 阳明山.
接下来右下角是碧潭.
The 右下角,
右下角.
Okay, so the bottom right is Bitan. I think bottom left was Danshui, sorry.
所以大家有去过这些地方了,都去过,可不可以举手一下?
Okay, if you've been to all of those, please raise your hand.
Okay, 所以你如果都有去过的话,
so if you've been to all of those places,
代表你真的住在台北,
that means you're really living in Taipei.
我们呢,其实我们作为基督徒,
so actually as Christians,
有时候我们住在神的国度里面,
sometimes as we're living in God's kingdom,
我们也经历神的某些东西,
and we experience certain things about God and from Him.
但是其实有时候我们的生命,
but sometimes our lives,
我们有另外一只脚,
have this, this other part,
是住在另外一个地方.
It's like we say our other foot is somewhere else.
可能是住在我们的过去的文化当中.
Maybe it's in our past culture.
可能住在我们过去的原生家庭的经验里面.
Maybe it's in our family experiences.
可能是住在我们过去的伤害当中.
Maybe we're living in the past traumas.
所以 我们都是混杂在一起的。
So we're kind of this weird mix.
所以我们每一个人都是主内的弟兄姐妹。
So every one of us, we are brothers and sisters in Christ.
我们都在追求耶稣，我们都在追求神的同在，对吗？
We're all pursuing God and pursuing His presence, right?
是吗？对，但是我们同时，我们也在跟我们的过去奋战，对吗？
But at the same time, we're still battling, struggling with our past, right?
我们在努力的让我们自己住在耶稣里面。
We're trying hard. We're striving so that we can be abiding in Christ.
住在神的同在当中。
To be in His presence.
住在神的话语里面。
To live in His word.
但是我们有时候呢，我们会有一点点混淆。
But sometimes we get a little mixed up.
大家有在台湾吃过 Pizza Hut 吗？
You guys try Pizza
Pizza Hut 的 Pizza 有没有让我们觉得很混淆？
Don't you feel like Pizza Hut makes you feel a little confused here?
这就是这种感觉。
Yeah, that's the kind of feeling I'm talking about.
我们来看下一张投影片。
Okay, let's look at the next one.
我们深受到环境的影响。
So we're deeply influenced by our environment.
所以有几个例子我们可以来看。
So there are a few examples we can look at.
当我们住在爱中的时候。
Okay, so when we live in love,
我们就深受爱的影响。
And we're under love's influence.
当我们住在信心里面的时候。
When we live in faith,
我们就深受信心的影响。
And we're under faith's influence.
而当我们住在神的话语当中的时候。
When we live in God's word,
我们就让我们的影响就会从天国降临。
This influence will come directly from heaven.
这是一个很重要的。
And this is a very important thing.
我们要住在神的话语里面。
We want to live in God's word.
我们要来住在基督的肢体里面。
We need to live in the body of Christ.
圣经上面说教会是基督的身体。
So the Bible says that the church is Christ's body.
所以当我们在读神的话的时候。
So as we're reading God's word.
我们不能只读神的话。
We don't just read the words.
我们同时要有个经验。
We need to also experience.
我们同时要有个经验让我们能够摆脱过去的经验。
So we need to have this experience that will set us free from the past experiences.
这就是教会肢体重要的地方。
This is the importance of church as the body of Christ.
在我们身上。
So on us.
从我们的文化背景里面。
You know, when we're looking into our past cultural experiences and backgrounds.
我们都带有一点点神同在的地方。
We know that there's always going to be some things that can see God's hand in it.
我们都带有一点点神的属性。
We all have we experience some of God's attributes.
圣经上面说我们是按照神的形象所创造的。
Because the Bible says that we're created in the image of God.
但是我们有一部分。
But there is a part of us.
在我们成长的过程当中。
As we're growing up.
我们活在世界里面。
We were living in the world.
而当我们进入到教会里面的时候。
As we come into the church.
我们很重要的事情是
So there's one very important thing.
我们可以向我们身边的人学习。
We can learn from people around us.
我们可以透过旁边的人。
We can, so through the people around us.
让我们更经历神的同在。
We can experience God's presence even more.
让我们更能够经历神。
Yeah, it helps us to experience God more.
我们来看一下一张投影片。
Okay, let's look at the next one.
环境是非常重要的。
Okay, so the environment is very important.
所以跟这边大家来讲一下这个有一个故事。
So I want to tell everyone this story.
我们大家都听过孔子对吗？
So you guys heard of Confucius?
大家有听过孟子的请举手一下。
I don't know 孟子 English, but yeah.
Okay, that, 好，我们当中有些人听过孟子。
Yeah.
我们说中华文化是一个儒家的文化。
So we're talking about this, the Chinese culture is like this Confucius, benevolence culture.
儒家文化又称为孔孟文化。
Yeah, so this culture is also called, you know, basically Confucius and 孟子 culture.
对。孟子是如果你去看孔子所说的话。
So if you look at what Confucius said,
你可以从论语里面看到。
You can look at in his, there's this thing that he wrote, this book. I don't know what it's called in English, but yeah.
论语所说的，孔子所说的话很简短。
So what Confucius said in his book was pretty simple.
但是孟子所说的话很多。
But this 孟子, the other guy, he said a lot of things in his works.
所以孟子他承袭了孔子的思想。
So 孟子 he inherited Confucius' thoughts.
然后呢，把它成为一个学说。
So then he became like a philosophy.
成为我们现在所知道的儒家的学说。
So it becomes this kind of philosophy of Confucianism. Yeah.
这个故事来自于孟子跟他孟子的妈妈。
So this 孟子 person, there's a story that comes from, it's about him and his mother.
在孟子还小的时候
So when he was young
刚开始他们家住在一个这个做丧礼的地方
So they were, where they were living They were doing, I guess they're doing funerals
所以说呢这个孟子从小学习就是学习如何去哭泣如何去做这些殡葬的事情
So this guy 孟子、when he was growing up He was learning how to weep How to mourn You know doing these、people who You know
所以孟子的妈妈她觉得这样子不行。
So his mother thought, man, this is not good for the kid.
就把他搬了另外一个地方。
So then they moved、to somewhere else.
他搬到一个屠宰场旁边。
So this kid, he moved next to butchers.
所以呢，就是小孟子就开始学习如何杀猪。
So this kid started to learn how to、butcher pigs.
如何叫卖。
How to、sell meat.
对他妈妈也觉得这样子不好。
And his mother thought, well, this is not good either.
最后呢，孟子呢。的妈妈就决定把他搬到学校旁边。
And then she decided, okay, I'm going to move him next to a school.
所以呢，孟子就开始学习。
So he started to learn.
开始学习如何去有好的礼貌。
So he started to learn good manners.
对学习有兴趣。
He started to be interested in studying.
这个故事叫做孟母三迁。
That's the name of the story. It's like it's about 孟子 and his mother.
我们给 Darren 个掌声好吗？
Thanks.
好，讲这个故事只是要跟大家讲说，环境其实对我们来讲影响非常重要。
All I'm saying with this story is the environment is very important to us.
好，我们看下一张投影片。Okay,
let's go to the next one.
所以我们要来住在基督里面。
So we're going to abide in Christ.
基督是我们的环境。
Jesus, He is this environment that we live in.
当我们住在基督里的时候
，as we live in Jesus，
当我们住在神的话语里面的时候
，live in God's word，
神的话语使我们得自由。
God's word will set us free.
我们来看接下来一段故事。
Okay, let's look at the next story.
我们请 Darren 来念一下上面的经文。
Okay, so I'm going to read from John 15, verse 7 and 8. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you.By this, my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples.
所以在约翰福音十五章里面，他说
，So in John chapter 15, he says,
你们若藏在我的里面，我的话也就藏在你们里面。
If you abide in me, and my words abide in you.
神告诉我们说，如果我们这样，我们就会多结果子。
God says, if we do this, then we will bear much fruit.
天父也会得着荣耀。
And Father will be glorified.
众人也可以认得出来，我就是你的，你大家就是我的门徒。
Everyone else will be able to see that we are Christ's disciples.
我们来看一下下张投影片。
Okay, let's look at the next one.
我们来看一下在约翰福音第八章里面，耶稣与法利赛人之间的对话。
So、let's look at in John chapter 8, Jesus' conversation with the Pharisees.
我们请Darren 念一下。
Okay, I'm going to continue to read. So again, Jesus spoke to them, saying, "I am the light of the world." Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. So the Pharisees said to him, You are bearing witness about yourself. Your testimony is not true. Okay, I'm going to continue. But Jesus answered, Even if I do bear witness about myself, my testimony is true. For I know where I came from and where I'm going, but you do not know where I come from or where I'm going. Okay, continue. Okay, you judge according to the flesh. I judge no one.
好，所以我们这边看到这个故事，继续好。
Okay, I'm going to keep reading. Yeah, so the next slide, please. Okay, so he continues to say, Yet even if I do judge, my judgment is true, for it is not I alone who judge, but I and the Father who sent me. In your law it is written that the testimony of two people is true. Okay, I am the one who bears witness about myself, and the Father who sent me bears witness about me. Okay.They said to him, therefore, where is your father? Jesus answered, you know neither me nor my father. If you knew me, you would know my father also. Okay. These words he spoke in the treasury as he taught in the temple, but no one arrested him because his hour had not yet come.
我们来看看这段对话。
Okay, let's look at this conversation they had.
我们仔细看一下这段对话的细节。
Okay, let's look at the details of this conversation.
这段对话是发生在哪里？
So where did this conversation happen?
发生在圣殿当中，对吗
？It was in the temple, yes.
这些法利赛人
，so these Pharisees,
他们在圣殿里面要来敬拜神。
They were coming to this temple to worship God.
他们在圣殿里面学习神的律法。
They were learning God's law in the temple.
而神他耶稣他来到了这个圣殿里面。
And Jesus came into this temple.
这是然后跟法利赛人来了一段对话。
And they had this conversation that we just read.
耶稣说：“我就是那个光。
”Jesus said, "I am the light."
在光里面是没有黑暗的。
In light, there is no darkness.
而法利赛人却不认识耶稣。
But the Pharisees did not know Jesus.
耶稣说，如果你认识我的话，你就会认识父。
And Jesus said, if you know me, then you will know the Father.
如果你不认识我的话，其实你也不认识父。
If you don't know me, then actually you don't know the Father either.
耶稣告诉这些法利赛人说，
So Jesus said to these Pharisees,
你们的问题是什么呢？
What is your problem here?
你们用表面来看人。
You're looking at people by their appearances.
如果你用表面来看我的话，
If you're looking at me, by my appearances,
你会看到是一个没有经过特别教育训练的人。
You're going to see someone who is not very, who's not especially educated.
从加利利来。
He was from Galilee.
一个偏远的乡下。
He's from this rural place.
爸爸是一个木匠。
And his father is a carpenter.
上面圣经上面说耶稣长得其貌不扬。
And the Bible says that Jesus didn't have amazing looks.
法利赛人他认不出耶稣就是神。
So the Pharisees could not recognize that Jesus is God.
但是这是一个很矛盾的事情。
But this is kind of a strange thing.
我们来看下一张投影片。
Yeah, let's look at the next one.
耶稣说法利赛人不认识他。
Jesus said the Pharisees don't know God.
但是为何一群宗教人是不认识神呢？
So how is it possible that religious people didn't know Jesus?
他们热衷在信仰当中。
They're so passionate about this religion.
他们也想要当一个好人。
And they want to be good people.
但是他们也想要荣耀神。
And they also wanted to glorify God.
但是他们遇到什么样的问题？
But what kind of problem did they have?
耶稣说你们的这些行为只有在表面而已。
Jesus said, these actions are just superficial.
当我们在遇到宗教的时候，
So when we encounter religion,
常常我们就是在乎的是表面的行为。
A lot of times what we care about is just these superficial actions.
但是耶稣说我们不只是要在乎表面的行为，我们要看重是内心。
But Jesus didn't just say we don't just care about appearances, but we also have to care about our hearts.
如果你看得到你真正的是能够用你的心灵来看我的话。
So if you truly look at me with your heart,
你会看见我就是那个神。
Jesus said, you will see that I am that God.
你会看见神透过我正在地上所做的事情。
You will see what God is doing through me on earth.
所以我们来看一下下张投影片。
Okay, let's look next.
我们接下来就是农历新年了。
Okay, now we're coming to Chinese New Year.
在我们当中可能有一些弟兄姐妹。
So among us, I think there might be some brothers and sisters.
我们在过年的时候我们会遇到一些挑战。
We might encounter some challenges during Chinese New Year.
我们会遇到一些传统信仰的挑战。
We're going to encounter these traditional indigenous religions.
许多的弟兄姐妹回到常常会问我一个问题。
A lot of times, brothers and sisters will come to me and ask me.
当我回到家之后，
When I go back home,
我的父母都不是基督徒。
My parents are not believers.
我到底要不要拿香拜拜？
Should I hold the incense to worship?
当这个在今四月份要扫墓的时候。
And then, come April, there is the tomb sweeping holiday.
我们是不是要来祭拜祖先？
Do we worship the ancestors?
对于你来说，你会遇到这样子的压力的，可不可以举手一下？
Okay, raise your hand if you actually face this kind of pressure.
Okay.我们当我们在传统的信仰里面
So when we're in these traditional religions in Taiwan
如果我们看到宗教的时候
So when we look at religion
宗教它其实是在乎的是形式
So religion is more about appearances and these traditions
我们旁边的人我们常常会说我们用拿不拿香来拜拜
So people around us might say that well we have these incense to worship
来看我是不是真的是能够在乎祖先。
So they wanted to see, okay, do I care about my ancestors?
然后我们也看到一些传统信仰上面的恐惧。
And we also see the fear that is in these indigenous beliefs.
很多的父母会觉得说，如果说我的子孙不祭拜祖先的话
，A lot of parents would feel like, oh, if my kids don't worship the ancestors,
那未来他也不会祭拜我。
And in the future, they're not going to worship me either.
但就没有人能够纪念我。
Then nobody's going to remember me.
所以当我们看到宗教的时候
So when we look at religion,
我们常常在乎的是形式。
What we usually care about is just these appearances.
但是耶稣说他在乎的是我们的心。
But what Jesus says, he cares about our hearts.
圣经上面说我们要用心灵跟诚实来敬拜他。
The Bible says that we must worship God in spirit and in truth.
通常我会这样子来建议我们的弟兄姐妹。
So normally I would suggest my brothers and sisters like this.
我们去纪念祖先，但是我们不祭拜祖先。
So、we can remember our ancestors, but we don't have to worship them.
但是我们在行为上面。
But on our actions and behaviors.
我们要来展现我们对于祖先的尊敬。
We do show that we have respect for our ancestors.
当我们过年在大扫除的时候
When we're doing this big cleanup during the Chinese New Year,
我们可以更多的投入
We could be, you know, we can be involved in it, of course.
当我们在扫墓的时候
So when we're going to do this tomb sweeping,
我们可以多更多的清理工作
And we can do a lot of this cleaning, no problem.
我们能够来展现我们更多的诚意
We can show our sincerity in our actions.
能够让我们的父母能够来知道，让我们的家人能够知道说我们是在乎祖先的。
We can let our family know that we do care about our ancestors.
只是我们的形式不一样而已。
It's just that what we're doing, our traditions and appearances is different.
而我会更鼓励我们当中的弟兄姐妹。
And I want to encourage our brothers and sisters.
我们要更多来在乎我们在世的祖先。
We got to remember even more the ancestors that are here, still alive.
还活着的。
Yeah, people who are alive.
我们要来更多的跟他们建立好的关系。
We need to build relationship with the previous generation.
我们要来更多的尊荣他们。
We have to honor them.
让他们知道我们是在乎他们的。
We need to let them know that we do care about them.
而他们会知道我们的心。
And they would know our hearts through this.
我们来看一下这张图。
Okay, let's look at the next one.
耶稣。
Okay, so I will read. So Jesus continued to say, So he said to them again, I am going away, and you will seek me, and you will die in your sin. Where I am going, you cannot come. So the Jews said, Will he kill himself, since he says, Where I am going, you cannot come? So he said to them, You are from below, I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world.I told you that you would die in your sins, for unless you believe that I am he, you will die in your sins. So Jesus said to them, When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he, and that I do nothing on my own authority, but speak just as the Father taught me.
在这个地方耶稣说了两次 I am he.
So in this passage, Jesus said twice, I am he.
当我们在查圣经的经文的时候
As we're looking in these Bible passages
耶稣在那边他说我就是那自由游泳的那一位
Jesus said, basically saying that I am the one who was and who is and is to come
耶稣在说他就是那个神
Jesus said, I am that God
耶稣在展现他的属性
Jesus is showing this is his attributes
而我们看这段经文的时候
As we look at this passage
这是一个非常美丽的经文
This is a beautiful text
耶稣说你们举起人子之后必知道我是基督
Jesus said When you have lifted up the Son of Man Then you would know that I am he
在圣经上面有上面说当耶稣说了这句话之后有许多人跟随他
And the Bible says that as he said this a lot of people started to follow him
我觉得可能在那时候有许多人并不了解耶稣在说什么
A lot of times, I imagine, during that time, a lot of people didn't understand what Jesus was talking about.
可能很多人觉得说，哦，当有一天我被高举的时候，大家都知道我就是那个王。
So perhaps people thought Jesus was saying, oh, when I lifted up and people know I'm the king.
哇，那个时间还没有到。
Well, that time is not here yet.
但是我们就是要来跟随他。
But we're going to follow this man regardless.
但是耶稣他这边在讲的是他接下来会上十字架。
But what Jesus is really talking about is he was going on the cross to be lifted up.
当你们举起人子的时候，必知道我就是那个神所差来的那一位。
Well, yeah, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, that you would know that I am the one who got sent.
我就是那个被神受膏的那一位。
I am the anointed one from God.
我就是那个神差派过来圣洁的羔羊。
I am that holy lamb that was sent by God.
来拯救世人问题的。
To save this world, the people of this world.
当我上十字架的那一刻
when I go on this cross,
你们会知道一件事情
you will know one thing.
就是这些事情并不是我自己做的
And you will know that these things, I don't do it on my own.
乃是父所教训我做的
But the Father is teaching me to do these things.
我们来看下一张投影片
okay, Next.
哦、oh, ，下一张。
Okay, next.
所以我们来看一下当耶稣在宣告他属性的时候
So let's look at Jesus as he was declaring his attributes.
他同时也在做神要他做的事情。
He's also doing what God the Father wanted him to do.
这是一个非常奇妙的事情。
This is an amazing thing.
当我们的耶稣在宣告他自己的时候。
When Jesus was declaring about himself,
他展现出他神属神的属性的时候
when he was showing to the world his godly attributes,
当众人明白的时候
when the crowd is starting to understand,
也是耶稣在做行动的时候
this is also when Jesus was putting forth his actions.
耶稣道成了肉身住在我们中间
Jesus is the word become flesh, he dwelt among us.
他充充满满的有恩典有真理
He's full of grace and truth.
他道成肉身来到我们中间。
He came among us, a word in the flesh.
他不只是讲道而已。
It's not just speaking words.
他不是只是跟别人述说一些道理而已。
He wasn't just teaching people some stuff.
耶稣来到这个世界上面。
Jesus came into this world.
他道成肉身成为了那个典范。
He became the example, word in the flesh.
并且他带着父神的心意为我们的罪上在十字架上面。
And he carried the will of the Father and he went to the cross for us.
当我们住在基督里面。
As we live in Jesus.
当我们成为基督的身体。
As we become the body of Christ.
当我们在我们做事的时候我们道成肉身。
As we do things, this is like the incarnation, word in the flesh.
我们也来彰显神的主性。
We are also showing God's attributes.
我们来展现神的同在。
We're going to show God's presence.
就是在那些特别的时刻里面。
These are the special moments.
众人可以发现。
This is when the people can know.
在这个地方有上帝。
There is a God here.
在这个地方有神的同在。
God's presence is here. Okay, next.
所以我们来看，我们来更多来思想那个在十字架上的耶稣。
So we want to come and reflect more about Jesus on the cross.
那个被戴上荆棘冠冕的耶稣。
The Jesus who wore a crown of thorns.
那个钉痕手的耶稣。
Jesus with the nail scarred hands.
当我们住在耶稣里面的时候。
As we abide in Jesus.
它意味着我们住在恩典里面。
It means that we live in His grace.
当我们住在恩典里面的时候。
As we live in His grace.
我们才能够给予恩典。
And that's how we can also give grace.
有时候我会遇到一些挫折。
You know, sometimes I face some challenges and discouragements.
有时候我会被冒犯。
And sometimes I feel offended.
当我们遇到挫折，当我们遇到冒犯的时候。
So when we get discouraged, when we get offended.
我们常常会想要来收回那个恩典。
So a lot of times we want to just take back this grace.
当我们对一个人很好的时候。
When we are really kind to a person.
我们希望他也能够很好的来对待我们。
Of course, we wish that they will also treat us with that kindness.
但是当我们被冒犯的时候。
When we are offended.
我们习惯收回那个恩典。
It's natural for us to want to just take back that grace.
我们不想要再对他好了。
So we don't want to treat this person.
我们不想要再理他了。
So we don't want to just interact with them anymore.
这就是一个特别的时刻。
This is that special moment I was talking about.
这就是一个特别的时刻，让我们展现出我们在我们里面有没有神的同在。
So this is a special moment that we can show whether we have God in us.
这个 moment 就是我们知道我们是不是神的话语在我们的里面。
This moment we can know whether we have God's word in us.
他的意思并不是说我们要用我们的力量用我们的意志力去饶恕这个人。
I'm not saying that we need to use our willpower somehow to forgive this person.
当然有时候我们需要一些意志力。
Of course, sometimes we do need that willpower.
但是在真实的情况里面。
But in the real situation,
我们受伤了。
We get hurt.
而我们来到神的里面。
And we, as we come into God,
当我被冒犯的时候
as I get offended,
我来到神的里面
and I come to God,
我重新住在基督的里面
and I can again abide in Christ,
让基督来医治我
so that Christ can heal me,
基督让我发现
so the Christ allows me to know,
其实我也是活在恩典里面
actually I too live in that grace,
我是一个年轻人
so I'm a young person,
在我更年轻的时候
so when I was even younger,
我更不成熟
and when I was even less mature,
我更不懂事
and I didn't know things,
我有许多的问题
I had a lot of problems,
但是有许多的长辈给我机会
but a lot of the are my elders and people older than me, they gave me opportunities,
有时候他们其实事实上他们拥有的也不多有时候他们所拥有的也不多。
Actually, sometimes they didn't have much themselves.
但是他们把他仅有的给我了。
But they gave me what they had.
恩典就是我们不配得的。
So grace is something that we don't deserve.
我发现我是活在恩典里面的。
And I realized that I live in grace.
我活在众人的恩典当中。
I live in the grace of many people.
我活在神的恩典里面。
I live in God's grace.
神的恩典让我重新得力。
God's grace renews my strength.
神的恩典让我有力量在受伤时候仍然给予别人恩典。
God's grace allows me to forgive and give grace even when I'm hurt.
这些不是从我而来的。
And this is not from me.
这不是我的肉体血气可以做到的。
This is not something that my fleshly body can do.
是住在基督里面的住在我里面的基督转化了我。
So it's the Christ who lives in me, who transforms me.
让我被基督的爱所扩张。
So I could be expanded by his love.
让我被基督的爱所充满。
I could be filled with God's love.
当我们更多来思想耶稣的时候，
as we come and meditate on Jesus,
我们的生命经历自由。
Our life can experience freedom.
我们从受伤里面走出来。
We can walk out of this hurt.
我们让我们自己能够进到神的同在里面。
And we can allow ourselves to truly enter into God's presence.
进到下一张投影片。
Next. Okay, so Jesus said to the Jews who had believed him, If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
当我们这边讲到遵守主的道，
Now we talk about obeying God's word.
神的话语会使我们得着自由。
God's word sets us free.
这个前提在于我们要来遵守主的道。
And the condition is that we must obey God's word.
圣经上面说，遵守神的话就是活在神的话里面。
So God's word says to obey God's word means abiding in his word.
耶稣说，当你遵守我的话的时候，众人就可以看得出我是你的门徒。
And Jesus said that if you abide in me, then people will be able to tell that you are my disciples.
我们可以看到 discipline 跟 disciple 这两个字是相关的。
So we can see these two words in English, discipline and disciple, they're related.
如果当我们要来成为基督徒，
So when we want to come and become Christians,
我们就要来做主的门徒。
We become Jesus' disciples.
我们就要在主里面有纪律。
That means that we must have this discipline in Christ.
这个纪律就是我们要来遵守主的道。
And this discipline means we are obeying God's word.
而有时候遵守神的话会看起来有损失。
And sometimes when we obey God's word, it can seem like the loss.
当我们刚刚在讲信仰的时候，
So when we were just talking about religion earlier,
有些弟兄姐妹他回到家里面，
And some of our brothers and sisters, they go as they go home.
他向他的信仰妥协，向大家的信仰妥协了。
They might compromise their beliefs with their family.
有些他来到这个信仰，他回到家在信仰里面。
So when they go home and enter this religion,
他坚持他的信仰。
Some people they decide to stand firm in what they believe.
很有趣的事情是我们发现。
And there's something interesting that we've realized.
许多坚持信仰的弟兄姐妹，
A lot of these brothers and sisters who stand firm in their beliefs.
或许在短时间里面，他跟他的父母之间有可能有紧张的冲突。
And this might cause some conflict, some anxiety, between this person and their family.
但是他的父母知道他是真的有这个信仰的。
But then their parents realize, well, this person truly has these beliefs.
所以我们可以看到那些当信主之后稳定去教会的弟兄姐妹。
So we can see that the brothers and sisters who come to Christ and start coming to church consistently.
当他的爸爸妈妈信主，当他的儿子女儿信主之后。
After their parents and their children become believers.
他们会更稳定的来到教会里面聚会。
Those people also consistently come to church.
因为他们在还不信主的时候就被 disciple 了。
Because the reason is that they were disciple even before they became believers.
他看到那些我们在家中的少数的这些基督徒。
And they could see that these Christians, the minority in the family.
我们是如何的来尊重我们的亲人。
So how we truly came to respect our families.
同时又在乎我们的信仰。
But also we hold on to what we believe.
同时又在乎神。
And we care about God.
一旦当他们家人被触摸的时候，
So when their family members are touched,
他们首先学习的，
So the first thing they learn,
就是我们的榜样，
is our example.
所以如果说我们一开始就向信仰妥协了，
So in the beginning, if we just compromise in the first place,
我们的家人会信主吗？
So do you think that our family members will come to Christ?
当我们家人信主之后，他们会稳定的跟主建立关系吗？
So do you think that even after they become believers, will they have this strong, consistent relationship with God?
当我们成为家里面的第一个基督徒的时候
，So when we are the first Christians in our families,
我们有一个重要的责任
，We have this important duty.
我们要来展现天父的形象。
We're going to show the image of God.
天父是爱人的。
Because God loves people.
但是他同时也是有原则的。
But he also has his principles.
我也想要来分享一个在商业上面的一个例子。
And I want to share an example from business.
这是从我一个弟兄你那边听来的。
And I heard it from one of my brothers.
他在中国大陆做生意。
He's doing a business in China.
在他们那个城镇里面
In his town,
他们都是同样产业的。
They're all in the same industry.
当采购外国的采购进来的时候
，So when the foreign stuff came in,
这些所有他的同业都要来贿赂他们，带他们去吃好玩的，或去做一些情色的事情。
So all his colleagues had to treat these foreigners and you know take them to you know some certain entertainments and stuff like that.
但是他不做这件事情。
But this brother he didn't do any of that.
他是说我是基督徒，我不收受贿赂。
He said, I am a Christian. I'm not going to take bribes.
我也不去贿赂别人。
And I'm not going to bribe other people.
所以他就一直没有得到生意。
So he just obviously didn't get much business.
但是他也仍然坚持神的话语。
But he held on to God's word.
他也坚持神的原则。
He held on to God's principles.
有一天他的公司真的快要走不下去。
One day that company was having a lot of trouble.
但是他接到了一个很大的订单。
But he...got a very big case.
一个日本的客户打电话给他。
One client from Japan called him.
说我要跟你下单。
Said, I'm going to have a contract and give you a case.
他很惊讶说为什么不去找别人。
And he was so surprised. Why didn't go to other people?
为什么你要跟我做生意。
Why do you want to do business with me specifically?
你是一个这么大的公司。
You're such a big company.
这个日本的客户跟他讲说。
So this Japanese client said to him.
我已经观察你很久了。
So I've observed you for a very long time.
你跟别人不一样。
You're different from others.
所以我们行事为人的方式。
So the way that we live and act.
会取决于有哪些人跟我们互动。
You could determine who the kind of people that will interact with us.
会取决于我们商业的伙伴。
And it might determine our business partners.
会取决于谁跟我们做朋友。
And who is going to determine who wants to be our friend.
当我们遵守神的话语。
As we obey God's word.
我们看起来会有损失。
It might seem like we're losing out.
但是事实是。
But the truth is,
神的话语让我们进入到丰盛当中。
God's word allows us to enter into his abundance.
下一张图影片。
Okay, next.
我们要怎么样子避免成为一个宗教人士呢
？So how can we avoid becoming like the Pharisees？
我们要来邀请耶稣掌权。
We need to invite God to reign。
看一下下张图影片。
Next. Okay. So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth.Okay. And to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God.
我非常喜欢这段经文。
I really like this passage.
我们看一下上一张投影片。
Let's look at the previous slide. Yep, first.
他这边说，使基督因着你的信住在你们心里。
It says so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith.
当我们邀请耶稣的时候
so when we invite Jesus,
耶稣因着我们的信就住在我们的里面。
Jesus will live in us because of this faith.
这边说是会有一个奇妙的事情发生。
It says there's going to be something amazing that happens.
它会让我们的爱心有根有基。
It says that we will be rooted and grounded in love.
而使我们众圣徒明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深。
And then we, with all the saints, will be able to comprehend the breadth and length and height and depth of Christ's love.
我非常喜欢这段经文的原因是
So the reason that I really like this passage,
神给了我们一个 promise.
Is God has given us a promise.
这个 promise 是不是要我们能够了解神有多爱我们？
This promise is not just understanding how much God loves us.
这个应许是神会让我们有一种感受。
So this promise is we're going to have an experience.
原来神是这样这样这样爱我。
Like, wow, this is how God truly loves us.
他的爱是超过我们可以理解的。
This love surpasses comprehension.
他在我们生命中所要经历的转化是超过我们能够测度的。
And what he wants to do in our lives is beyond what we can imagine.
当我们住在耶稣基督里面,
As we abide in Jesus Christ,
当我们凭着信心邀请耶稣住在我们里面,
As we by faith invite Jesus to live in us,
我们的生命开始产生转化。
Our lives can experience transformation.
我们邀请敬拜团上来。
Okay, I want to invite the worship team to come up.
我们邀请各位弟兄姐妹，我们能够来闭上眼睛。
Okay, I want to invite all of you to close your eyes for now.
在我们的生命当中
，In our lives,
我们都有一些部分
，We always have certain parts
正在经历那个转化
，Are the parts that are experiencing God's transformation.
我们都同时住在神的国度里面
And we all live in God's kingdom
我们也都在我们过去的文化跟过去的过往中挣扎
We're struggling with our past experiences and hurts
但是主耶稣
But Lord Jesus
谢谢你
Thank you
你赐下你的话语给我们
Because you have given your word to us
你也来赐下你的教会给我们
And you have given your church to us
你让我们在里面彼此相爱。
You allow us to be able to love one another in this church.
让我们更多邀请耶稣住在我们里面。
Let's invite Jesus to live in us more and more.
Thank you for listening. We pray this message spoke to you and built your faith. For more messages like this, visit our website at everynationtaipei.com. You can also send a prayer request and reach out to us anytime. God bless you. Till next time.